This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The Pentagon has ordered 10 ships to move from the Mediterranean off the Turkish coast into the Red Sea. The relocation of the ships, armed with cruise missiles, is in apparent response to Turkey's failure to give the U.S. military access to its airspace and bases in a war against Iraq. Turkey's parliament meets in special session this weekend and may reconsider Washington's request for access. The lawmakers are expected to approve a new government, a move that could pave the way for a vote on the U.S. request. NPR's Guy Raz is in Ankara, Turkey's capital. Is the parliament likely to vote this weekend on allowing American troops and planes access to Turkish bases?
Bob, I think it's unlikely to happen this weekend because there's some important domestic matters to take care of in Ankara. First of all, Turkey's president has to accept the appointment of the new prime minister-elect, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. And then over the weekend, his cabinet has to be accepted by the full parliament. Now, that will most likely happen. It could take all weekend, and so now the talk is, you know, that a vote on troop deployments won't happen until at the earliest sometime around the middle of next week. Now, that said, the U.S. is really ratcheting up the pressure here. Just yesterday, the American ambassador handed the prime minister-designate a letter from President Bush, which basically asked for clarification on the troop issue. In other words, asking Turkey when it was going to make a decision.
Parliament voted against access 2 weeks ago. Both the new government and Turkey's military are in favor of granting access. Why is it taking so long for a reconsideration?
You know, I'd say first and foremost, the problem here is public opposition. It's very, very powerful, and it's very strongly represented in the parliament. You know, when the original motion on whether to allow those deployments was rejected 2 weeks ago, we hadn't yet heard a peep out of the military. And normally Turkish officials defer to the military generals on decisions like this. You know, it was only a week ago that the top general finally broke his silence and called on the parliament to cooperate with the U.S. So that could have a big impact on a revote, but so far it's still been delayed.
Is it possible a war could start before the Turkish parliament makes up its mind?
That's what people are talking about here, and increasingly it's looking that way. Bob, for one, you know, as you mentioned, the Pentagon has diverted 10 Navy ships from waters south of Turkey in the Mediterranean coast and has already sent them down to the Red Sea. And then, most importantly, is the Army's 4th Infantry Division still doesn't have permission to deploy here. Now, that's the division that the Pentagon was counting on to mount a northern front if there was a war. So we're seeing signs now that Washington is really losing confidence in Turkey fast, and that there's sort of been a shift in the way the Pentagon is starting to think about Turkey's possible role in a war. You know, now the talk is about negotiating overflight rights. So in other words, sort of to allow U.S. planes and missiles to launch attacks against Iraq from ships in the Mediterranean and fly over Turkey on the way. And then the other idea would be to persuade the Turks to allow the Americans to take off and land from air bases inside Turkey.
Well, what kind of preparations are underway in Turkey ahead of a possible war?
Well, two separate things are happening, Bob. The Americans, on the one hand, are still in the process of upgrading key military installations in Turkey because they're counting on the Turks to pass this measure. They're bringing in things like land earth movers and satellite equipment, upgrading airstrips and landing strips. But at this point, no American weaponry or American tanks have been unloaded in Turkey. Now, on the Turkish side, we're seeing a very heavy buildup of forces in the southeast part of the country. Everyday convoys of military vehicles are going down there. They are expecting a war to happen, and the Turkish military wants to have a presence in the southeast in the event that war happens without a northern front.
NPR's Guy Raz in Ankara.